to the book of Hebrews. Let's go to chapter 13. And I'm going to begin in 15, verse 15. But we're going to lock our eyes on verse 16, the same verse that Vinny just mentioned. Amen. So let me know when you're there. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So it's the book of Hebrews 13, chapter 13. Let's begin in 15. And it says, therefore, by him, talking about God, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. But do not forget to do good and to share, for with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This is the word of the Lord. Amen. And this is, for me, this is like almost like piggybacking from what we, what the Lord ministered to us last week, that is more blessed to give than to receive. Amen. But I want to begin by saying that these verses, first of all, these verses are, they're bringing and they're touching upon the old covenant, right? But right now we're in the new covenant. We're in the new covenant of grace, and it's such a better covenant. Amen. So when it talks here about the sacrifices before, amen, in the old covenant, they were sacrificing animals. Amen. Today, we as believers, we sacrifice praises unto the Lord. Amen. It is such a big difference. And that's what the Lord loves, because the Lord God inhabits in the praises of his people. Amen. And he loves when we worship him, when we praise him. So I just wanted to make note of that. Amen. Because it's making these two verses, it's making a contrast of verse 15 and 16 here. Is because in the old covenant, they sacrifice animals. But in the new covenant, we give our sacrifices, our praise sacrifices belong to God and go to God. Amen. And the Lord has done so much for us. As we were singing this morning, he's been faithful. Hallelujah. He's directing us. He's revealing to us. He's just a marvelous God, and he's a God of goodness, and he's so good to us that this, how can we not praise our God? Amen. How can we not praise the Lord? So speaking about praises the praises to God as an acceptable sacrifice to him. Amen. Hallelujah. And hear what the Hebrew writer is showing, that doing good and giving are also sacrifices that please the Lord, that please God. Amen. And I want to kind of break down verse 13, 16. And it's the same verse that I put in the email that I sent last night. Amen. Because especially not just because we're in the Christmas season, but every day we should not neglect to do good and to share with others. For with such, says the word, sacrifices God is pleased with. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, you know, when I read this scripture, when I read these verses, it's a simple reminder. It should be a simple reminder to us Christians that it's a call from God that we should live our lives out of faith, through love, through generosity, and through service unto God. Because this world, we know how this world thinks. Amen. And this is why the Lord says, do not conform to this world, because this world is all about self-interest. It's about me, 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 me. But we as Christians, we know it is not about us. It's not about me. It's about God. It's about doing his work, doing things that please him, honoring him with the things that we do as believers. Amen. So we gotta prioritize, especially like Sister Venice said, let's prioritize, especially this month. This is a month of giving because God gave first. Amen. So I know this verse does challenge many people, but we this is the challenge here. We need to adopt a mindset of sacrificial giving and selflessness. This is what it's saying. Amen. So I want to kind of like unpack this verse, verse 13, 16 this morning. Amen. And it begins by saying, do not neglect to do good. And what this is implying that doing good is not optional. Amen. It really should be intention. It has to be done intentionally. Do good because you want to. Do good because it pleases God. Amen. And what is it to do good? Well, doing good involves more than avoiding harm. Amen. Because doing good is the opposite of doing harm, right? So it's much more than that. It is an active effort to bring kindness and justice and love into the world. And how do we do that? Hey, listen, we are kind to one another. We need to be kind to our families. We got to practice justice, practice what is fair. And most importantly, love. Love people. If you love God, you can love people. Amen. Love people. Love your neighbors. Amen. And doing good can manifest itself, and even in the smallest of acts of kindness. Amen. So it's not hard for us to give of ourselves unto others, because the Lord already did it for us. Yes. And if He did it for us, we can do it for others. Amen. But what happens? Why do sometimes we tend to neglect doing good? But for one, there is so many distractions in this world. Life gets busy. Life gets busy, and it can lead us to overlook the opportunities that we have to help others. You know, a lot of times, you know, and I know we've all been there. A lot of times we're so busy doing things that we neglect to pick up a phone call, or we neglect to maybe call somebody that the Lord has been pressing on you to call. Sometimes maybe even the Lord may even be pondering on you and knocking at your door and saying, hey, you need to pray for so-and-so. Or saying, hey, you know, this person needs this. Maybe some groceries, maybe some food, whatever the case may be. There's so many distractions nowadays that we can literally neglect to do good unto God, right? Because what we do it unto the Lord. So we have to begin to be mindful. Okay, you know, let me stop for a second. I believe God is trying to give me or tell me something. God, how is it that you want me to be used today? How can I glorify your name today? Who can I help? Who can I speak to? Who can I assist today? Amen. Hallelujah. And the other thing that sometimes we neglect to do good because of our own selfishness, right? We become so focused of our own needs that we can overshadow the responsibility to take care, to the care of others. Amen. So for example, let's say, you know, you go to the stores and you begin to buy stuff that are on sale. But think about it. Do you really need those things that are on sale? Are they just wants? Are they just desires? Or if you're going to go to the store, why don't you think of somebody that may have a use for it? Amen. Maybe God places somebody in your mind and says, you know what? You don't need this, but so-and-so does. Amen. So that, you know, many of us become selfish, you know, in our giving, in our buying. And God is saying, hey, look out. do not neglect this area. And this is one of the things that sometimes we do neglect. We don't mean to neglect them and become selfish, but in other areas, we do neglect to do good when God is saying, hey, do this or do that. Amen. We've all been there. Nobody's exempt from this. Amen. And another thing is, sometimes there's fear of inadequacy. Sometimes we feel, I can't do that. You know, I'm not good enough to do that. You know how many times I felt this way, you know, in the past, like I'm not adequate enough. I don't have enough knowledge, or I'm not good enough in that area. So I'd rather not do anything, right, than to do something, even if that something is small. So it could be something minute. Amen. But you, because of fear, you will not walk in that way, and you tend not to do something good out of fear. Well, we need to bind that fear. Amen. We need to go ahead and put every effort. If God is asking us to do something and you're fearful to do it, amen, ask him to give you the strength. Ask him to give you the boldness. Ask him to give you, I don't know, just to say yes to it no matter what and do it afraid. Amen. Because fear is not from God. You know how many times in the past, I and many can vouch for this. Many times in the past when my husband was alive, amen, people would ask for prayer and I would automatically put my husband, Peter, in front of me and say to him, no, you pray. But maybe God was asking me to pray for that individual, not the other person. So a lot of times out of, you know, because I felt fear of being inadequate in that area, I chose not to do it. But in a way, I was disobeying God in that, because he asked me to do it. He didn't ask Peter to do it. You understand what I'm saying? So in those areas, we need to be stronger and just ask God, just, you know, I'm going to just give me the strength. I'm just going to do it afraid. You know, even if I'm afraid, I'm just going to do it, because in the flesh, you are afraid. And even though fear is not from God, but you have a flesh, you're carnal. Amen. And it's okay to be afraid. God knows. God knows what you're going through. God knows what you're feeling. But the most important thing, God knows your heart. God knows the intentions of your heart. Amen. And in the ministry of Jesus, when Jesus was walking here on earth, right, he always did good. He always did good. He never stopped doing good. He came and he healed the sick. He fed the hungry. He brought comfort to the brokenhearted. The Lord always did good. He walked around doing good, edifying people, revealing to people the truth. Amen. Illuminating people in their situation. Hallelujah. Just by the Lord speaking into the life of those people, they themselves, you know, would realize, oh my God, I'm in the wrong. Just like Prophet Nathan, when he came to King David, right? And he gave him a story about the lambs, and that the guy took the most precious lamb. And Nathan turned around and said, and that's you, King David. And then King David recognized right then and there that he had committed adultery. Not only did he commit adultery, but he killed an innocent man while doing that. Amen. But God is so good that he comes and reveals truth to us. Amen. Reveals things that we are still holding on to that are not allowing us to walk in his freedom. Amen. Hallelujah. So we, you know, God is for, I always say God is for us. So in doing good, even if you're a little afraid, hey, just ask God to give you the strength. You know, he says, ask, seek, and knock, and you will receive. Amen. All we gotta do is ask God, God, strengthen me in this area. And let me tell you, church, and you know it, and I know it, you know, prayer is still an area from way before when, where God had to teach me, you know, to be dependent on Him, to pray for others. And he still has me in the process. Amen. You know, teaching is one of my giftings in the ministry. Amen. And I should be able to pray, and I do. But now, instead of praying, I am declaring, I am decreeing, because I am decreeing the word of God. Because in prayer, you decree the word of God. You speak the word of God. You proclaim the word of God. You declare the word of God, and it shall be so. That's what the word says. So I am walking in more. I ask the Lord, Lord, I need more boldness. I need to be more assertive. You know, I know I'm a warrior for the Lord. I know when I speak, you know, the enemy listens and he flees. Because I'm not playing with the devil. I am not playing with Satan. I am not playing with sickness. It's not for us. Our bodies are healed. Our temple is perfect. Our temple is free from disease, because the Lord lives in our temple. The Lord lives in our body. So our body has to subject to the spirit and the soul, because the soul has to be renewed with the spirit. And as we do that, the body has to be subject to it. So sickness in your body has to go in the name of Jesus. Amen. But yeah, but this what this scripture is saying, sometimes we do neglect doing good. And what the Lord is saying, hey, just be more aware of the distractions, maybe of the business of your life, especially this month. Amen. Don't forget, you know, that that giving and being there for others, praying for others, doing for others is more pleasing to me. And it brings me great pleasure. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. And then the verses, do not forget to do good and to share, right? So God is calling us to share with others. Sharing, it is a form of worship. Sharing isn't just about material possessions. It includes time, sharing your time with others, sharing your talents with others, sharing your compassion and extending compassion to others. And when we share, we reflect God's generous nature, because that's all the Lord did. He gave up himself. He shared all that he had. He shared his wisdom. He shared his giftings. He shared his talents. Amen. He shared his food. He shared his money. Remember when they had to pay the taxes? He shared even his finances. Amen. And there are many practical ways that we can share. Well, there's, you know, for one, we have material resources. Giving to those who are in need, supporting ministries, or contributing like we're doing to community programs. We're helping Angels of Long Island. We're also reaching out to the Mastic Beach Fire Department, and we are helping them distribute Toys for Tots. That's their program. So as a church, and as even as individuals, because we as individuals, we are giving, especially this month, into the ministry for the outreach, for the Christmas outreach. And that is sharing our material resources, sharing the finances that the Lord has blessed us with already. Amen. And then when you support other ministry, let's say, you know, you go outside of PCM, or you go outside of let's say St. Jude's Hospital, and you give unto those, unto that organization, or you give unto, let's say you visit a sibling's church or somebody else's church, you're there, so you tend to make an offering. You're giving. And that is sharing. And sharing is a form of worship. It pleases God. What we're trying to tell you here is that God is saying, do good. Do good. Share with others. Share the things that I have already blessed you with. God has blessed us, amen, with talents. Amen. Here, you know, right now, I'm an accountant, and though I cannot prepare tax returns because it is a conflict, but I do have an individual that I am consulting with. This individual hasn't filed in 7 years, so I have been directing her, amen, into filing these returns because she needs to place her life in order, because this not filing all these years has really, really put a weight on her shoulders. And she's, as a Christian, she's been walking with this heavy weight. But God brought me to her, and as we began to speak, and I was ministering to her, she began to share with me the heavy burden that she was experiencing. And I said to her, listen, I can't prepare returns for you, but I can help you and I can guide you into the right direction. And praise the Lord, 7 tax returns have been already prepared, not necessarily filed, but they are being filed within the next month or so. Amen. And this is what the Lord is saying, that sharing of your time, sharing of your talents, because that's my talent. That is not a gift in ministry. That is my talent that God gave me, to be good with numbers, to become an accountant. That was God giving talent to me so I can work where I'm at, amen, and be a blessing to others through my talent and through my finances, amen. So hear what the Lord is saying. Share of my goodness. Share of that which I have given to you already. Amen. And the other things that, another practical thing that we can share is our emotional support. Yeah. So even with this same person, I was encouraging her. I said, listen, Matthew 11:28, it says, you know, my yoke is easy. You know, the burden is light. Amen. Once you put your life in order, you're going to feel that weight come off, but you have to do it. See, we have to be intentional about putting our life in order. Amen. And she hadn't shared this with anybody, but because of the trust that we began to build in that friendship, she began to share those things that were weighing heavy on her. And that was definitely detrimental for her spiritual health. Amen. I don't know about you, but if you ever get a notice from the IRS, people do get nervous. They freak out. They really think that the IRS is after them. No, the IRS is just trying for you to become compliant with what either you owe them or what you haven't filed. And there's many programs to help taxpayers. Amen. But again, emotional support, offering encouragement, listening to someone's struggles. How many people we know are struggling today? Even our grandkids, they struggle in this outside world. They struggle in school. We have to be a listening ear. Amen. We have to show support in the same way that God has literally healed our emotions, our past hurts, what we've been through. Many of us have been through trauma in our childhood, and the Lord brought so much encouragement through his word. He spoke to us, Amen. He brought other people to speak unto us. He brought other people to pray over us. And by his stripes, we were emotionally healed in the name of Jesus. Amen. So, you know, the same way the Lord brought people to you, in the same way he healed you in that area, now others around you need that same emotional support. They may need you to pray over them. They may need you to speak edifying words into them. Amen. Because maybe all they heard was all negativity and all negative words. Oh, you're never going to amount to anything. God is not gonna trust you, or God will not bless you. And that is a lie from the pit of hell. Because the blessings of God are for us forever and ever and ever. They don't stop because God doesn't change. That is a promise from God. We are blessed and so will our generation. Amen. And sometimes emotional support can mean just be there for that person. Just be present. Just open your ears and just hear what they have to say. Amen. Maybe maybe somebody's going through a loss. Maybe somebody, they're missing somebody during this time. Then be there, presently be there for them. Amen. And sometimes no words are required, just your presence. Amen. So God is calling us to share. And then share our spiritual giftings, right? Teaching, mentoring, praying for others. And I mentioned these before, but they're there. You know, if God's giving you a gifting, you know, if you're called to be a prophet, a teacher, an evangelist, amen, a leader, a mentor, a coach, use those gifts for the glory of God. Amen. And share your giftings with others. Teach, coach. A lot of our teenagers and our many of us have grandkids that are gonna become teenagers or are becoming teenagers. They go through a lot in school. And so they need some mentoring. They need some coaching. My son Michael wish he had a mentor, you know, in his life. Amen. Peter died at an early age. He couldn't be there for him. Amen. So he really missed out on a male mentor in his life. How many of us were raised by our grandparents? Amen. And we needed them to be mentors and coaches in our life. Amen. Our parents were not always there for some of us. So, you know, so God is saying, if you have a spiritual gifting that I've given you, share it with others. Pray for others. Amen. They don't need to be in your presence to pray for them. If God places somebody in your mind, go ahead and just lift them up in prayer. And that is sharing the love of God. Amen. Sharing his gifts. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I hope you're getting something from these scriptures today. Amen. Because God is trying to minister something really good that we can do that brings glory to him. Amen. And that will bless others as we do these things. Whatever we do, we got to do them unto the Lord. Amen. Because it is about God. It's not about us. It's about God. What we do unto others, guess what? We're doing unto God. When we feed others, we're feeding the Lord. Amen. When we're clothing others, we're clothing the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. In the book of Acts, and let's turn there. In the book of Acts, chapter 2. Verses 44 and 45, if you can turn there. Acts 2, verses 44 and 45. This is what it says. Now all who believed were together and had all things in common and sold their possessions and goods and divided them among all as anyone had need. Amen. Amen. The Lord doesn't expect you to sell your goods, you know, all you have, unless you hear from the Lord, like some people have heard from the Lord. Hey, sell your car and give the money to so-and-so. People have done that. We've heard of stories like that. Amen. But here, the early church exemplified a lifestyle of sharing and ensuring that no one among them had a need. Amen. And that's what we're called for together as a church. We are the body of Christ right here at PCM. Amen. And as the body of Christ, we want to make sure that no one in this platform is lacking. And no one should be lacking, amen? But sometimes there's circumstances that we get into ourselves, or maybe, you know, we were deceived about it, whatever reason. Like, we tend to blame the enemy for everything, but man, I've noticed that I can be blaming the enemy for things that I myself failed to do. And not, you know, I disobeyed God and I hurt him and I didn't apply what he was telling me to do when it came to finances. Amen. And we're so quick to blame God or blame the enemy, but a lot of times we got to blame ourselves. Amen. When we're going through some hardships, because maybe we're not being good stewards of our finances. You know, the Lord says that if you that it's more blessed to give than to receive. So if you're not giving, you're not really receiving back. But when you do give, and when God does bless you with something, you know, why don't you let's talk to God. God, how do you want me to distribute this finances? You know, because the reality is, when you give unto the Lord, the finances in this ministry or wherever you put your money to, if you give unto others, amen, whatever you do, it just automatically, it just returns back to you a hundredfold. It just happens. You know, we don't give to get back. We give because we want to. We give because we know that it glorifies God. We give because God gave first to us. Amen. Amen. So here the church came together. Amen. And it says here, who believe? All were together who believed. Amen. There are many Christians who are not believers. And there's Christians who believe. Christians who are believers walk by faith, not by sight. Christians who are believers are true followers of Christ. Amen. And you see, and you will recognize them by their fruit. Amen. But here is saying that all share this common goal. And all voluntarily, amen, gave and came together and prayed together. As we read in the book of Acts, that people gathered together in different homes, and they ate together, they fellowshiped together, they prayed together, amen, and they did it voluntarily, amen. And that is part of sharing. When you do something, you're doing it voluntarily. I'm consulting with this young girl about her taxes. I'm not getting paid for it, because I'm doing it voluntarily. I want to help out. I want to release her weight. Amen. So I'm guiding her in the right direction. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So this is what the Lord is saying. Just share. Share is a form of worship. Share your material things that God has given you. Bless you with, share, you know, some emotional support, whatever that may be, share of your spiritual giftings, share, you know, encouragement, edification, whatever it is that the Lord is asking you to do, share with others. Amen. And the thing is that when we share, God knows whether your heart is in it or not. Amen. People may not know, but God does know. Amen. If you genuinely are sharing and working with the love of God, because God will recognize it in your heart. Amen. Because he knows your heart. So when we give, let's give from our hearts. Amen. Like Sister Vinny said, not out of obligation, not out of duty. Give because you want to give. Give because you love to give. Give because you know it's going to help others. Amen. Give with a grateful heart. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is the reality. When you give with your heart, it just increases your spiritual state. It increases your physical state. Hallelujah. Because there's so much joy when you begin to give from your heart. Amen. You know, I always say, you know, if you're holding on to unforgiveness, if you're bitter about life, if you're constantly complaining, your physical body is going to manifest in some sort of sickness. But when you begin to walk in joy, when you begin to give, and it's so joyful to give, your body's at peace, amen, and it's at rest. And there's no better place to be than to be in a place of rest with God. Amen. Because we know that we're doing this for God. We know we're not doing this for ourselves. We're doing it for the Lord. But in the interim, what we get back is the peace of God, is the joy of God, is the rewards of God. Amen. Because we're doing things that God wants us to do, and it pleases Him. That's, you know, the best part is that what we're doing, it pleases God. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me go back to Hebrews, amen, 13. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to go to the last part of the verse. Amen. So it says, don't forget to do good and to share, for with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. So we're talking about sacrifices that please God. Amen. Hallelujah. And what makes these sacrifices please God? Well, again, God values the heart behind the action. And sacrifices are motivated by love. We said it before. When we do something, it could be, sometimes all of us sometimes give sacrificially. Sometimes we give out of a negative balance. And just because we believe God, I know you got me. Amen. And when I say negative balance, sometimes we give from a credit card or whatever. It's not, you know, you're not giving from your bank account. You're giving from your credit card. But sometimes that sacrifice that you're doing is motivated by love and obedience and brings the Lord joy because it pleases Him. Amen. And what we don't realize when we do something, like when we do something in sacrifice and something that pleases God, God is going to take care of you. God knows everything that you need and all you want. God knows everything about you. And the word of God says in 1 Samuel 15, I believe 22, says it is better. Obeying is better than sacrifices. Amen. But if the Lord is telling you to do something, do it with your whole heart. Amen. Amen. Because the sacrifice that you're making go a long way. It really does please God. Amen. When you sacrifice something for someone else, whether it's time, whether it's service, whether it's finances, whether it's work, whatever that is, it pleases God. Amen. And God is going to recompense you for that. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, and then sacrifices that do please God is also a way for you to connect in worship unto Him, because true worship extends beyond singing and praying. It includes how we live and serve others. Amen. And let's turn to the book of Romans and let's go to chapter 1 just to read what the Apostle Paul had to say about this. And he says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. So here Paul is speaking to Christians. It is possible, very possible, to commit our lives to the Lord for the purpose of salvation and yet not be yielded to the Lord in our daily lives. Amen. You understand? Like it's so true. Yeah, we're committed to the Lord. Hey, we're saved. You know, we're doing well, but yet we're not doing or living daily in the Lord. We're not producing the fruit of the Spirit on a daily basis, even though you're already saved. Amen? So it is only when we make, listen to this, it's only when we make the total sacrifice of every area of our lives that we begin to see God's perfect will manifest through our lives. But we gotta give our whole life to the Lord. We gotta every day when I get up, I said, okay, Lord, you got me. You know, what would you want me to do? You know, I'm giving my all to God. I'm giving my whole life. Am I perfect? No. Do I fail sometimes? Yes. Because I'm carnal still. Amen. I'm spirit, but I'm also carnal. Amen. Hallelujah. But my heart is to do right and to do good. Amen. And to please God, because I know it honors Him. So giving generously may require us to sacrifice personal comfort or convenience, but this is all a part of offering our lives as a living sacrifice unto God. It cost the Lord Jesus' life to sacrifice His entire self so that today we can live healed, delivered, restored, and saved. And we have a home that we can go to when our life is over here on earth. Amen. God gave all He had. He sacrificed His only begotten Son. And Jesus sacrificed Himself. And He says, not my will, Lord God, but your will be done in my life. Amen. Amen. Because He knew that this sacrifice was pretty heavy on Him. It was a big price that He had to pay. But He did it. And He did it willingly. Amen. But this same type of sacrifice, it pleases God and it honors God and it gives Him glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Other examples of how in the Word, how people please God. You know, remember the widow's offering? Amen. Yes. And I think it's in the book of Mark. Let's, you know, we can go there. I think, I don't know how we're doing on time. Amen. Yeah. Almost there. But anyway, let me just go there real quick. Mark 12. Because this is so key. Amen. And this is because she gave all she had. Mark 12:41. I'm just getting there now. Now Jesus sat opposite the treasury and saw how the people put money into the treasury. And many who were rich put in much. Then one poor widow came and threw in two mites, which make a quadrants. So he called his disciples to himself and said to him, assuredly I say to you that this poor widow has put in more than all those who had given to the treasury, for they all put in out of their abundance, but she out of her poverty put in all that she had, her whole livelihood. Amen. Hallelujah. So this is an example of financial sacrifice. Amen. Though it was small, her gift pleased God because it came from her heart of trust and love. Amen. Where the other person had given from his abundance, he already had more than enough. But this widow gave all that she had left. But this sacrifice was more pleasing to God because it came out of a true heart and out of love. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And this is what the Lord is saying. You know, when you give, amen, when you give, you know, give sacrificially. It's okay because God is going to take care of you anyway. It doesn't matter. I God is so faithful, church. That when you give, God is going to return it 100-fold. a hundredfold when you give with a pure heart and with genuine love. Because love covers all. You know, we have to do it out of love. Amen. Hallelujah. What about the other story about the Good Samaritan? Remember that story? We don't need to go there, but it's found in the book of Luke 10:25-37. This Samaritan was walking, and there was a stranger that was hurt, that was beaten, that was robbed, and he was left dead on the street. Amen. And all the priests, the Pharisees, and the Sadducees, they passed by him, and one by one, they totally ignored him. But this Good Samaritan came and came to him, mended his wounds, put him into an inn, paid for the inn, and told the guy, if you need more days, when I come back, I will pay you. If I take longer on my journey, I'll come back and I'll pay you all the extra days. Amen. But this is sacrifice. The Good Samaritan was on his way. He was going somewhere. Amen. But he stopped just to take care of somebody that was hurt, to assist somebody. Amen. Hallelujah. A lot of times we get so busy, like I said before, that God is calling us to do something for somebody else. And we get caught up that we're like, you know, I'm not going to talk to them right now. You know, because a lot of times when people call on your cell phone, you know exactly who's calling you or who's texting you. Amen. Because the name shows up. But a lot of times what we do, we dismiss that call. We dismiss the people. And yet God is trying to do something through you for that person. So many times we do miss opportunities. But God is saying, but this is an example of sacrifice. Sacrifice. You know, be a living sacrifice unto me. Because that shows me that you truly love me and that you're doing it from your heart. That's what God is saying. Amen. So, I mean, this is a great word, you know, especially during this time. God is just reminding us, you know, just do good, share, and be a sacrifice unto me. Amen. And sacrificing our time, our talent, you know, our finances is not a bad thing. It's actually a blessing for others. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. It really does demonstrate a true sacrifice. When you help somebody else, when you help a stranger, it really does demonstrate a true godly sacrifice. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So today, you know, what is the Lord trying to say? You know, how do you live out this verse about doing good, about sharing, about being a living sacrifice? Well, for one, you know, we as Christians, we can look for opportunities to do good every day and share in your everyday life. You know, you're always connected to people. You're connected to family. You're connected to coworkers. Amen. You know, you're connected to people on a Zoom meeting, a Teams meeting, wherever that is. Amen. You're connected with individuals outside when you go grocery shopping or when you go to the store. You're always connecting with people. So look for opportunity to do good, even if it's to put a smile on your face, even if it is saying good morning, good afternoon, good evening, blessings, God bless you, whatever it is. Cultivate awareness and look for opportunities to do good. And then the other one is overcome barriers. Like me, I had to overcome some fears in my life. Amen. And sometimes they try to show up again, but not. I said, no, not today, devil. You're not going there. You know, but overcome barriers. Trust God that He's the one that's going to provide the resources, the courage and the strength for you to serve others that are in need. Because there are people in need right now. Amen. But say, God, help me to overcome. And I thank you, God. Just thank God for the resources. Thank God right now for the courage and the strength for you to be able to serve other people. Amen. Hallelujah. And the last one, it's, you know, to live out this verse, you know, be intentional. Amen. We gotta be intentional. We, you know, don't do things out of duty, but out of intention. Amen. Make generosity a part of your spiritual discipline. Amen. And a discipline is something you do intentionally. I intentionally read the Word of God every single day. Intentionally. Amen. Because busyness and distraction can very much get in my way. So I become intentional about making sure that I do what I have to do, and I discipline myself to read the Word. So make generosity a part of your spiritual discipline. Plan to give and act in faith. And you will see how God, He's so good that He's going to restore everything that you're giving out. He's going to multiply, and He's going to overflow you with floodgates of finances and time and talent and work and whatever it is that you need. There is an overflow that you already have because God already covered it all. Amen. You have access to God's blessing. You have access to possess the land, and you have access to the land of promise. Amen. So Hebrews 13:16 is just reminding us today that our faith is not just about what we believe, but how we live. Amen. When we do good and when we share, we are reflecting the love of God, really. That's it. It's all about love. We reflect God's love to the world, because what we do unto someone, we do unto God, and others can see it. And not only that, we offer sacrifices that please God. So let us leave today inspired, church. Really, truly embody this verse to show others that you have been a transformed vessel of God through the power of Christ, and through your actions, God will be well pleased. Amen. Do it with love. Do it with all your heart. Amen. Because it pleases God and it honors God. Amen. Amen, church. You are blessed. You are blessed and highly favored.